Guys, I have a concern and a problem. You know, I'm terrified of the monkeys here.
Yeah.
Like, I won't go, because I was attacked by a monkey here in KZN.
Yeah.
At a fancy hotel. Anyway. So I'm terrified. So when I see a troop, I know people just like walk past them so casually, or like, I walk the other way. It's very scary.
Shame,
then,
man.
You know, we have that special underground basement parking in the building that only like management's allowed to park in.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I always like hope. You know, one day the gate will be open and I'll just go in. And it happened the other day. And then guess I didn't go in there. I did the right thing. Guess what I saw when I was leaving the office? A whole bunch of monkeys getting into that basement right by my car. I ran into my car, jumped in. Guess what, guys? I think they're coming here every day. They've now discovered East Coast Radio House. Now they're hanging around here by our kitchen, by this door here, because I think they realize this is the kitchen. And when that door is open, they can get food.
Yeah. What? So, just quickly, what city do you live in?
Yes, guys, we know.
No, but I'm still wrong. They're right here by our kitchen. And then how do I go to my car? Is this Danny's pet?
Remember the other year?
I think it might be Danny's. Because Danny's, you know, Danny's testing out a whole bunch of pets for an office pet.
Maybe it wouldn't be a monkey.
But no,
why not?
It wouldn't be a monkey. And it wouldn't
why
be,
could a monkey not be
wild, this whole wild family that's hanging around here.
Guys, he's looking at an anaconda.
No, he just looked. He didn't say we were going to definitely get the snake.
Listen, we don't know. Did anyone ask Danny, hey Danny, did you lose your monkey? No. So let's phone him.
I think Danny has
a monkey.
Awake
by now. He should be awake by now. He's making his lunch.
Yeah, he's on this fitness journey now.
He's eating clean.
Let's phone him. Let's find out. We get to the bottom of this. Guys, we can't have a monkey station.
Are you really phoning him at this time?
Yes.
Oh. Sansa.
If it's his monkey business.
It can't be. It's not.
Oh, Danny boy.
Hey, Danny.
The pipes are chiming. Morning, Danny.
What? Am I live?
Sorry.
We should have started with that. Hi, Danny. You're live on radio.
East Coast Breakfast.
Hi, you, buddy.
6 to 9 a.m.
I was about to tell you to get lost, Aaron. I won't now.
How's it? You well? Are you awake? Okay, can we chat quickly?
No, I'm awake now.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So do we woke him up?
So listen, we've heard that are you still in search for your office pet?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Massive funking search.
And you got lots of different creatures that you're looking at. You're really thinking out of the box for this. Did you, in your search, by any chance, lose a monkey?
It's funny you say that. Kind of. I've been dealing with a guy named Cornelius.
Yeah.
Cornelius, the monkey catcher, and he said he was going to bring through some monkeys in the next couple of days. Why?
Well, we have a vervet monkey that
a troop.
Yeah.
There's more than one, Danny. They're hanging out here, Danny, by the kitchen outside here, and then they're all over in the parking lot, in the underground parking lot.
Cornelius, what a chop! I told him Monday. Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. Are they causing trouble or what?
Yeah.
No, they are. I mean, Carmen, for the first time, had to use the stairs. She couldn't use the lift today because they were blocking the entrance.
No, wait, but Danny, are we getting... Surely, like, monkey's not on the list for office pet. Because remember I said they're hard to take care of.
Yeah, I get it. But what Cornelius is doing is bringing varieties of monkeys just to try it out, you know.
I think if he's the same Cornelius I know, he's got chimpanzees and marmosets and he's got apes and baboons and monkeys.
A vervet monkey would be a cute pet, hey Danny?
But you're scared of it.
Because he could but it would be our pet. We'd raise him from a baby. Right, Danny?
Yeah,
you could
absolutely.
Do tricks for us. Get the milk out the fridge.
Yeah.
Make coffee. Ooh,
You probably do a far better job on my show than I would. So always a swing job as well, you know.
No. All right, Danny. So So you're in the same position as us. You haven't lost a monkey. This isn't your monkey.
Yeah.
These aren't your monkeys. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, well, look, I don't know. I'll give Cornelius a call and see. If he's in the building, let me know. He's got a massive mullet.
Who's this?
Cornelius
the monkey
or the monkey?
Yeah.
No, the monkey doesn't have a mullet.
Could be both. You never know.
Okay, we'll speak to Cornelius, bro.
All right. Thanks, Danny. Go back to sleep.
All right, thank you. See you later,
buddy.
Guys. Bye.
Cheers, eh? All right. So, guys, we don't know we don't know if it's...
It's not absolutely
his or not.
No.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. We have a video. We have our social media prince. He's quite sharp. When he's not taking photos of us in our Sharks jersey, he's doing his best David Attenborough. And he's like, and over here, you'll see a vervet monkey. It's making its way to the second floor of the East Coast Radio House. You know what we need? We need a name. We need a name for the monkey. Can you do us a favor? Go to our WhatsApp channel or our Facebook. Go and find the monkey there. Have a look at it and what name jumps out at you. Give us a name for our monkey, please.
Darren, Skye and Carmen on East Coast Radio.